In a letter to President Obama last week, Congressman Wolf said Sudanese presidential adviser Nafi Ali Nafi is responsible for a list of atrocities, including torture, as well as befriending Osama bin Laden in the 1990s. Wolf also says Nafi opposed the 2005 peace agreement, which ended the war with the South and brought peace to Sudan, and he opposed allowing UN peacekeepers into Darfur in 2007.
He said, I just don't think that the United States government ought to be meeting with people who have been identified with activities that he's been identified with.
Martina Nee is a co-founder of Act for Sudan, an alliance of American-based Sudanese and U.S. activists advocating for an end to the genocide and mass atrocities in Sudan. She says this visit is an insult to Sudanese, both at home and abroad.
It is a huge disappointment, as Sudanese believe that the U.S. needs to take the lead to end all the human rights violations in Sudan, and that any visit to the United States is considered a reward, and they feel as if they've been betrayed by the U.S. government.
U.S. Department of State spokesperson for the Bureau of African Affairs, Hillary Fuller Renner, disagrees. She says that the Sudanese delegation was invited to Washington following what she calls an initial expression of interest.
We do not view this as a reward, but it's a continuation of a dialogue on issues of concern to the U.S. government. While we welcome recent steps by the government of Sudan to make progress in implementing its agreements with South Sudan, and to start direct talks with the SPLM-N, we make it clear that we expect real and sustained progress on these issues and others, including Darfur. And we also, you know, in all of our engagements with the government of Sudan, we continue to express our deep concerns about, you know, a number of issues, including the conflicts in southern Kordofan and Blue Nile and ongoing bombardment of civilian areas by government forces, and continued denial of humanitarian access to civilians affected by conflict.
Congressman Wolf says he isn't opposed to all diplomatic meetings with Sudan. He just doesn't think the meetings should take place in Washington.
Well, in fact, there's one, they could certainly meet at our American embassy in Khartoum. We could certainly meet there. Secondly, there are other people in the government that may very well be more appropriate with that.
Wolf is urging the Obama administration to appoint a new special envoy to Sudan to conduct this diplomacy. Jill Craig for VOA News, Washington.